If anyone knows Sage Kotzenberg, it's his mom, Carol Ann, who has supported his passion for snowboarding every step of the way and now reflects on her son, the unlikely gold medalist. She says nothing could have lined up more perfectly on Saturday, the first medal, the first gold, and judges who scored in favor of Sage's creative and unique approach to slopestyle.
He doesn't really crave to be in the spotlight. He doesn't crave for the medals and the accolades. He does it for fun. He wanted to go there and show the world why he was stoked on snowboarding and what he could do. He went there and did what he said he was going to do, and he's mildly shocked that he got the gold medal.
While Sage has lived in Park City since he was 3, and it's the only home he knows, he grew up a bit outside of the life of a traditional Park City kid. He first went to elementary schools, but then his mom homeschooled him the rest of the way through, as she did Sage's 3 siblings, 2 older brothers and a younger sister.
Originally, I homeschooled our oldest son when he was in high school, and it was more of just our belief. As you get to know my son, you don't go with the flow. I don't go with the flow thinking that school is so great and that's where my kids should be learning everything. And that's kind of where it came from. But the younger 3 kids, it was more, you're missing so much school. The grades were getting affected, and it was like, this is ridiculous. I'd rather have you come with me and have life experiences, and you can learn the other stuff along the way.
Carol Ann Kotzenberg knows the sport, and she knows what clinched the gold for Sage. It was his first run in the finals and that signature move, the now famous Holy Crail.
I've been riding with him since he was 5. I do all their filming. I am a mom who knows the tricks, and I know everybody else's tricks. And his run was jam-packed with not just style and his own thing, but it was jam-packed with technicality. And he threw it out to his social media to come up with a name for it. And some girl said, how about the Holy Crail? It's a very hard trick because he's spinning and corking one direction, and he's going back against gravity because his board is behind him, tweaked behind him.
Sage's family did not go to Sochi, but were up in the middle of the night in their Silver Springs home watching their son clinching the gold on TV. There were a few reasons they didn't make the trip, and Carol Ann Kotzenberg admits she got nervous, which made Sage nervous. She's not someone who regrets her choices and knew her son would worry less if the family stayed in Park City. As for Sage, he certainly knows what it feels like to learn along the way, to stand on the podium while the national anthem plays and the American flag is raised, and now a hailstorm of media appearances.
Supposed to leave the 12th, but I guess when you win a gold medal, you go on a media tour. He's doing that in New York for the next week.
Carol Ann Kotzenberg said the biggest surprise for her and Sage's dad, Steve, was not the call from USA Today at 4 a.m. in the morning after Sage won. It's not the barrage of interviews they've granted in the last 2 days. It wasn't even that their son is bringing home a gold. No, it was how the judges embraced exactly what it is that makes their son special.
He's more of a free spirit and a soul writer. He likes to mix things up. He doesn't like to have things planned. And, you know, we've never been like on teams or coaches. And he's very much going against the grain. And the fact that the judges decided to give him the nod at the Olympic Games, that is a miracle.
That's Carol Ann Kotzenberg, who can now proudly call her son an Olympic gold medalist. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.